A picture has begun to emerge of the man who was fatally shot in North Nashville last week, as well as of the police officer who killed him. Dan Hambrick died Thursday evening. The exact circumstances are still unclear and an investigation is underway. WPLN's Chaz Sisk reports on what's known about the two 25-year-old men involved.
Officer Andrew Delkey is the policeman who shot and killed Hambrick. He's been with the Nashville Police Department less than 2 years. In his only performance evaluation, he was praised for making arrests nearly every night. In January, his supervisors nominated him for Officer of the Month after he took two guns away from convicted felons. But that sort of police work rubbed people like Quintel Hudson raw. He's a friend of Hambrick, close enough that he called himself his brother. Hudson attended a rally in Daniel Hambrick's memory over the weekend.
I just feel like he was targeted. I feel like I'm targeted because I'm his brother, and whoever else around us is targeted also, you feel me? I'm thinking they already know who Dan is, and they just done what they done, and I don't feel that's right.
Hambrick's friends acknowledged he had a long history of run-ins with the law, starting when Hambrick was a student at Whites Creek High School. In 2010, he pleaded guilty to a charge of robbery and was convicted of a separate charge of misdemeanor assault. Later, Hambrick would be convicted on drug and weapons possession charges. He was due back in court next year on several felony drug and weapons charges. Police said he was a member of a gang. But his friends and family describe him as a loyal friend and son, a person who, regardless of his past actions, should not have been fatally shot by a police officer. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.